Welcome to the Business Virtual Summit, Change Your World, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. This is Tanya Hoffman, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association, and I wanted to give you some insight on how to put on your own virtual summit and why you should be doing that. So there is nothing more effective than figuring out a way to make people go, ooh, I need to know you. So you got to figure out a leveraging proposition. And doing a virtual event like this one is a perfect one to do because you can get on. So I've had, 2 days of amazing presentations. So that was about, 30 people or so. That's 30 people. Now, these are all members of PSA, but if you were just saying for yourself, if you ask 30 people to come on to an event, let's talk about what that will do. So that's 30 people that could then ask you to be on their events. So if you do it right, you can ask the right people that can really transform into lots of different opportunities for you, including being on radio shows, including being on their TV shows, being on their virtual events, maybe even speaking at their actual conferences. So make sure this is a concept that you get really familiar with. It's about the give and take. So it's, people used to call it, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So you have to have a scratcher. You have to have like a kitty post, right, where you can scratch away at. So people want something that they can leverage. So when you walk up to somebody or you talk to them on the phone and you think, oh, my gosh, this is someone I need to know. They have a database of people that I need to be in front of. So you also look for people that their target market is your target market so that they could help you promote the event. It pushes out to their people, and suddenly now you've got all of these amazing people in your database because they're pushing it to their list. So if you're doing it right, it's a great way to build your list, build your email list, build your social media contacts, all of it. Then you can start thinking about different ways to monetize an event like this. You can actually find sponsors. So say you have a sponsor for your virtual event. Well, that could actually bring in income for you, right? Because why wouldn't they want to be in front of all those people? Another thing that you could do is create the system. If you get a lot of traffic to these kind of events, you could even charge people to be on the event. But the real value is those attendees or the speakers, and then who are they inviting to attend? Because now you get to say your name and your website in front of all of those people. Now, you can have it where it's a free event, like this one, anybody can listen in on. Or it could be a paid event, so then people have to subscribe to it and pay to be a part of it, which is fine. It's all a strategy, right? So is your strategy to get people, but then you're selling. Then you got to sell that puppy. Why do people need to pay you to listen to 30 people? What's it going to do for them? That kind of thing. Another thing is looking at, do you allow the speakers to use it for lead generation? So maybe they're giving away something. Are you going to record it? Like I record all of these presentations, and now I've got the recordings, right, that I can use. I've got the agreements from every person saying that I can use them however I want. So that's another thing you could do, and you can put it together into a CD or a DVD set and sell it. So you can have a back-of-the-broom product to sell. So there's lots of different things that you can do to make a big impact. So I always look at what else. Well, you could even have the speakers give you a reason to, or they could sell something, during their presentation, and then you can revenue share with them. So they're allowed to sell something. You can set price points so they can't go above, $100 or can't go under $100, whatever you want to do, right? Now, it's always harder to sell on virtual events. It's a little bit easier if it's video. So if it's a webinar system versus an audio system, it's a little bit easier. Now, I use Instant Teleseminar for my virtual events, and it's got some glitches that, makes it a little difficult. You can only set up for 4 hours at a time, which makes it difficult if you want to do an all-day event. So that's why we have a break in the middle of the day. So I have a 30-minute break, which is actually kind of nice for me, to give myself 30 minutes, but it also allows that time. Now, it does have it set up where you can record and then post the recordings, and so that they automatically go out. Now, I did that for the very first one, so this is some feedback on that. When I recorded, oh my gosh, trying to get everybody's recording done, it was like herding cats. So I found it was actually much easier to do it live, because I thought, oh, I'll just set it up and let it run. Well, no, I couldn't. You have to be there to make sure it runs. So I was going to be there anyways, listening and making sure all of these recordings were, done properly and went out the right way. So I was still there for 2 days, and then I spent all that time recording versus having it all live. And, yeah, every once in a while there's a snafu, but it was so much easier. But to get some people, if you're trying to get really big names onto an event, you may have a hard time, getting it set up so that they are on live. So you may have to record a few people. Now, on Instant Teleseminar, you can't put two recordings back-to-back. You have to have a 30-minute window between them, or they won't play, which is what I found out the first time. Whoops, half of my presentations didn't work. So these are things that you just learn, and you've got to realize that the first time you do something, it may not go off exactly the way you want it to, but that's just called life, and it's called learning. Right? So I would highly suggest that everybody jump in on this. Now, I am creating a group. It's a conference events group. It's a support group, and it's a learning group. So if you're interested in being a part of this group, shoot me an email. So go to Tanya, or email me at Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, at publicspeakersassociation.com. And you can jump in on this group. I'm formulating it, and it will be ready shortly. And this is the 25th of June, 2015. So if you're listening to the recording, it will probably be going. So email me and find out more about getting involved in this. I realized that, a lot of people put on events. Everyone should be putting on an event, and the bigger the event, the more ooh factor, the more wow factor, and the more you could leverage. But each step up, has its challenges. So I wanted to make sure that not only do people put on successful events, but realistically, you can make some money at it, because I'm tired of people doing things and losing money or not making any money. Because it's a lot of work. You deserve to make money at it. You deserve to make sure that it's a success. You got to make sure that at the end of the day, you were glad you did it. I just put on the Public Speakers Conference. It's our second one. And it was my 9th actual big conference. I've put a lot of smaller conferences, a lot of virtual and webinars and all those kind of things. But my 9th biggest, big conference. And I'm so glad I did every year. Now, I got to admit, about 2 weeks prior, you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready for this thing to be over. But that's because a lot of it is my personality. I want things to I like things to move and to do something new and fresh. So when I have to do something the same over and over again, it gets a little monotonous. But that's just me and my personality. But it was fantastic. And if you get the right people and you get the right mood, oh, you can have so much fun and you can really enjoy and make an income from it and really change people's lives, and everything is a smiling face. Okay, not everything. There's always one person. Get that through your mind right now. There's always going to be one person that has a complaint. That's just in business in general, you know. And I always found it was interesting because it was always something I had no control over that someone would be upset about, you know. And I was like, okay, I can't believe you're upset with me about that. I have no, you know, control over that. It would be something from the hotel or, you know. But you just smile and you say, that's fine. I'm here to help and I'm here to support. And sometimes you just find out who you need to get rid of in your life. So I hope that was some good information on, you know, virtual events and putting on an event, kind of why you should do it. I know it's kind of a really quick synopsis, but it really is worthwhile for you to do. And I really want to emphasize it's worth your time.